You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 24, Session 2, Jesus Fed a Crowd. Now, Karen, last episode you rebuked me for using the same joke over and over again, so I will not use it.
Okay.
However, I will say this one, there are two different passages that we could have in mind here. Which one is it?
Oh, man. I know
is
there is
the 5,000 or the 4,000?
Okay. Yeah, this is the 5,000, right?
Yeah.
Ah, I feel attacked. Okay.
So you're going to let me go back to the jokes?
I think I am.
Okay.
I came in here, guys, and I said I feel ill-prepared today, and Brian's taking advantage of that.
I am just being so mean.
Yeah, he is. Well, on that note, I will just tell you the big idea of the session. Recover this lost time. yes, Jesus did feed a crowd, a large crowd at that. 4,000, 5,000. This one's 5,000. Actually, more than that. We're
exactly.
going to get into that, too.
Yes, we will.
But he was caring for their physical needs, and this ultimately pointed to Jesus coming to take care of our greater spiritual need.
Exactly. And again, this is we're seeing the miracles. They all matter. They, as we talk about in the big picture question, especially for the kids, he made these miracles, he performed these miracles because he cared for people. These were hungry people, but also to reveal himself. And so we see different nuances of who he is through these miracles. So let's just move on since we've already kind of hinted at it.
Yeah.
Any areas of caution or extra prep time? And I will start. It's basically what
Do
you
it.
Just said. And, and I intentionally set it up on a tee earlier. Yeah, it's all planned. See, I have got a plan for everything. We often think of the stories of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And while I'm not against that title, we've actually called it that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And in a Christ connection, we actually say in feeding the 5,000, at least for the kids, it's not just 5,000. It was about 5,000 men plus all the women and children. So it could have been at least three times that size.
Yeah.
It's a large crowd. The only reason this matters, I mean, first we want to be, we want to be appropriate and be as correct as we can. It's just easier sometimes calling it feeding of 5,000 rather than this really wonky 5,000 men plus women and kids title. But
that would overset all of our text.
No, but we want to honor the women and children, of course. They matter. So as you're talking about this, just be sure that your kids understand it was not just 5,000. It was well over 5,000. So that's my word of caution.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you have anything?
Yeah, I was going to say, this one is actually just, one of those that's really easy to teach little ones. There's not anything really to be too concerned about. This is pretty much the Bible story that those fish-shaped crackers were made for. So, bust those out. Enjoy this easy week. Yeah.
So God gave somebody the wisdom to make fish-shaped crackers just for this day.
Yes. And notice I said fish-shaped crackers. I don't know if we're allowed to say
no,
what they actually are.
No, we have to trademark
are. Yes. So fish-shaped crackers.
They are not sponsoring this, so we will not credit them.
Yes, definitely not. But fun activity and preschool leader guide is painting bread. That's always a hit. If you've done that before, food color and milk, post the allergy alert. It's just a really fun activity for kids, and, it's a great one for this session. So,
sounds good. And again, this one's kind of on the nose, so we will just move on. There's nothing really else that we have to kind of share. So what are we excited about God potentially doing through this session? I'll start. I just love in this session how this miracle connects with so many other passages. As we intimate in the Christ connection, at least for kids, Jesus would call himself the bread of life. So this feeding of the 5,000 men plus women and children, it points toward that greater truth, that greater reality of Jesus providing the satisfaction for spiritual hunger in himself. But it also points back to the Old Testament of God providing manna.
Yeah.
And so there are so many different connecting points for this story. This is why we say all the time that you have to read the Bible as one big story, because it connects together instead of seeing these in isolation.
Yeah.
Can you read this story and teach it in isolation? Yes, you can. But it's not as beautiful. It's not as full.
Sure.
So these are times, and we see it here, where it's so helpful for us to look at the bigger ideas going on here. Another thing I love about this that I hope our kids are able to see is that God goes above and beyond. That's what the leftovers are all about.
Yeah.
It would have been amazing had he just met all the needs. It would have been impossible. It would have proven the miracle.
Yeah.
Everybody would have said, oh, we're full. I mean, that was great. But the leftovers are, they're there for a reason. It's showing God's super abundance.
Mm-hmm.
He delights in providing for us, in not just to meet our needs, but to far surpass them for our good and his glory. So I'm excited about kids having that on their radar.
Oh, man, I totally love that. So true. Yeah. I think it's cool. You really never want to miss an opportunity where you can highlight children in a Bible story. And so while we definitely don't want the focus of the session to be the boy giving his lunch, you do want to just mention it. It helps kids to connect, to see themselves in the biblical narrative. And, you know, Jesus took what that little boy had, and he did something extraordinary with it.
Definitely.
So it just shows us that kids are valuable to God, and they can be a part of God's work in the world.
Good. Yeah, that's really good that kids get to see that this week.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up there. A little bit of a shorter episode, but again, we think this is a little bit more on the nose, if you will.
Yeah.
So we're just going to wrap it up there. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com. Mm-hmm.